changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and today I'm going to share two of my new favorite stories with you from our book for Mother's Day, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Amazing Mom. I love these stories because they show us that it's never too late to say thank you to our mothers. They really do appreciate it, and they welcome it at any time. So in our first story, Marcia Wells tells us that she was a young stay-at-home mother, and she didn't have enough money to buy her mother a birthday present. Marcia's father had died when she was in her teens, and her twin brothers lived far away. So she knew that if she didn't acknowledge her mother's birthday, no one would. Marcia's mother worked during the day, but by the time she got home, Marcia would be busy making dinner for her own family and putting her young son to bed, so she couldn't really visit her mom for her birthday. She could have just called her, but that didn't feel like enough. And then Marcia realized that she could bake her mother some cookies, and she could leave them in her house with a little note for her to find when she got home. Now, Marcia and her mother had not always been close. There were things that had happened during Marcia's childhood that she resented. So pouring out words of love and respect seemed insincere, but Marcia realized there were plenty of things that she did appreciate, so she decided to list all of them in the note that she would leave. And pretty soon, she found that she had written several pages of good things that she wanted to share with her mother. She wrote about how her parents had taught her to live within her means. She wrote about how she had been taught that the color of someone's skin was irrelevant. Her parents had taught her to help people in need and to value the elderly and to be good neighbors. They taught her how to work. And her mom taught her to appreciate the little things too, like the way the air smells after it rains. So by the time Marcia finished her two-page birthday letter to her mother, she realized that her childhood had actually been pretty good. Her mother had not been perfect, but overall, she was a good mom. And Marcia's letter ended up sincerely expressing her love and appreciation for her mother. So she left the cookies and the letter at her mother's house, and her mother called and thanked her that night and said that it was a wonderful present and that she loved her wholeheartedly. But Marcia was busy with dishes and getting her son ready for bed, and so she didn't spend a lot of time on the phone with her mother, and she didn't really understand how much that letter meant to her mother. 2 years later, her mom unexpectedly died. And as she was cleaning out her mother's house, Marcia found a photocopy of that birthday letter. It was in a drawer in the guest room, which seemed like a strange place for her mom to keep the birthday letter. But then Marcia found out why, because as she continued to clean the house, she found one copy after another of that letter. She found 9 copies overall. And then she found the original of the letter, carefully wrapped in a handkerchief and obviously read many times. And it was really a big lesson for all of us in the value of saying thank you, no matter when. It always matters.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Terry Ann Conrad has a different kind of story about appreciating her mother. In her case, she had found her mother a little embarrassing, especially when she was a teenager. Why? Because her mother rode a motorcycle. Terry would even make her mom drop her off a block away from school when she gave her a ride on her bike. Well, 20 years later, you guessed it, Terry got the bug. She took a motorcycle safety class, and she said that learning to ride a motorcycle was a total boost to her self-confidence. She even became the editor of a motorcycle magazine. However, living on opposite coasts meant that Terry and her mom couldn't ride their bikes together. But Terry did get to show her mom something while they were both attending a rally in North Carolina. She showed her mom a beautiful ladies' edition Kawasaki Vulcan 900 that had been loaned to her by bike builder Scott Britt. This was the first time that Terry's mom saw Terry ride her own motorcycle. Terry's mom has since hung up her helmet and she's given her riding gear to Terry. And Terry admits that thing that most daughters eventually do, much to the satisfaction of us mothers. Terry says, "I am, in fact, my mother's daughter." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for joining me today on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Please visit our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast link to get more information about this week's featured books, and also to get links to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you like to get your podcasts. Come back for our next episode when I'll talk to Leslie Jane Seymour, the former editor-in-chief of More Magazine, about the new digital age in media and the new club she has founded for women over 40.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.